For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun. 77,000 Louisianans made their way to the polls on Saturday, the first day of early voting in the October 12th election. That's the second highest first day turnout for early voting ever, and more than double the turnout on the same day in the last governor's race. Here to break down those numbers and discuss what they might mean is pollster John Cuvion of JMC Analytics. John, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here today, Paul.
The only time we've seen a larger turnout on day one of early voting was in 2016 during the presidential race. What are some factors that are making early turnout so high in this race?
The first is, to some extent, early voting is gradually becoming more and more popular across Louisiana. The second thing was when the LSU-Florida game would be scheduled on October 12th. The third thing, which I'm now coming to think is the case, is more of an external factor, which I saw happen in the 2018 midterms as well, and that is what's going on nationally, in this case the impeachment discussions by the Democrats in the House, is stirring up Republican turnout back here in Louisiana to the Republicans' benefit.
Let's dig into the numbers specifically in Louisiana a little bit deeper. You wrote a recap of the day one stats on Sunday, and in it you talked about how racial and party breakdown of those early voters could change the way, and probably should change the way, we look at polling and our idea of who's winning this race.
There's certain assumptions which go into the proper development of a poll sample. The biggest assumption, of course, is what percent of the poll sample needs to be African American. We have been using a 29% African-American sample, and by the way, 29% was the proportion of the first day early voting in 2015 that was African-American. After the first day this year, it was 25%. That has a direct impact on the share of the vote that Governor Edwards will get.
You had a poll last week that showed Edwards at 48, just 2% shy of the 50 he would need in the primary to win the race outright.
Yeah.
How would that change specifically if the demographics that we saw on Saturday are a more accurate representation of the electorate?
If that were the case, a 25% African-American electorate rather than 28% or 29% would put Governor Edwards more towards the low to mid-40s, in other words, about 44-45%. Losing that several percent on the basis of reduced minority intensity is something that he can ill afford to have as an incumbent governor.
So early voting is clearly growing in popularity in the state, and you would imagine that candidates and their campaigns are noticing this and planning around it. Have you seen this idea of early voting and a larger share of voters voting a week ahead of time shaping the way that these politicians campaign?
Oh, absolutely, because basically what it means now is any activities you have in terms of the final messaging and or monies you plan to spend before Election Day, you now have to think of Election Day as 14 election days. Up until about a decade ago, typically only 3-5% of the vote was cast absentee or early. Now you're talking about 20 or even 30% being cast before Election Day. That certainly shapes your behavior in terms of how and when you want to reach the voters.
Well, early voting continues through Saturday, October 5th. Election Day itself is October 12th. John Cuvion of JMC Analytics, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.